Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. It's a Friday. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Let's get the text going. Your favorite sporting event to watch.
Can I just say I'm feeling very crowded right now?
Yes. Should be.
Very uncomfortable.
Should be.
Maybe it'll be like The View and somebody will come in and say, Chad and Adam, you've both tested positive.
We're going to get to
get
that.
Get out of the studio.
We're going to get to because I never, ever, ever watch The View. Okay. And I'm, of course, watching the best sporting event on the planet, Ryder Cup. And I had watched I clicked over to Good Morning America earlier with golf, and so I hit the previous. And all of a sudden, it's Joy. Well, let's just talk about it now. It's Joy and Sarah, and they're in complete panic. They had no idea what to do, and then I finally realized that, and I watched the clip. I mean, hey, you two, Sonny and Anna.
Cher.
So what if it was Sonny and Cher? Well, if it was Sonny, it'd be a heck of a story.
Sunny, yeah.
Anna, who for a while we were trying to get her on, then Heisman, and then that doesn't do as much for me, by the way, anymore. Kick him off the set because he just tests positive. And the vice president, by the way, the vice president actually appeared. I mean, I got to remember how invisible vice presidents are. Vice President Harris on the invisibility scale. I guess Pence was fairly invisible. Some of that's probably just the persona of Trump. I have this feeling that, well, Cheney was basically very, very visible in the Oval Office. Seemed like Uncle Joe was fairly visible. Gore, fairly visible. But Kamala, we don't see a lot of her. But, yeah, testing positive as the show is going on. Before we get to favorite sporting events to watch, again, text and call. Let's go. 651-461-9226. So yesterday the word was out that someone had stolen a U of M alum's tailgating called Fan Van. And it's got Goldie Gopher on it. It's got the M block. It's got Fan Van. I thought to myself, well, who steals this thing? Does Goldie Gopher steal this thing? Does Tim Brewster, Norwood Teague, anybody type, Mike Grimm, Guardsy? I mean, who steals the Fan Van? You're not exactly going to blend in with the fan. Are you going to show back up?
Well, it's been missing for like a whole week, too.
We got it.
Yeah, got it back.
We got it back, baby.
It's a bit conspicuous, yes. That's
not, it's not subtle.
Can't just stash that one somewhere.
It's not very subtle. Again, just so you know, the ASU colors are so much better than the U of M colors.
No. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm 100% serious. And
they're no cardinal and white, but they're pretty good.
It's more of a brownish maroon.
Yours are boring, Cook. I mean, red and
the word
white.
Is classic.
Blech.
Classic.
Mine pop at you. The U of M's look like poop. I mean,
no,
they look
ASU.
Like,
I wasn't gonna go there, but since the more brown tinted one is ASU,
flashy.
No.
Distinctive. All right, it's not close. This is my favorite sporting event to watch. Yes, golf is my addiction. The joy I get from playing it, the joy I get from attempting to play a little competitive golf, the actual torturous part of it, doesn't compare for me the joy that I get when playing versus the anguish I get from playing. The anguish is so much higher in the scale. It's not even funny, which is why I should quit. But I can't. I love this. Why is this better than the Masters for me? I think the fact that it's every other year aids it. Because the other two for me in golf, and they're very, very close, the Masters and the Open. It's different. The emotions, the team side, the match play, the history, the bitterness, quieting the crowds. I like that way more than just the enthusiasm. Whether it's the Americans doing it, whether it's Europeans. Now, I am without a doubt Team Europe, and my club's down 3-1. To me, the reason why I've been Team Europe for a while, on hole, and again, I'm not there at their homes. I don't have a camera set up. They're better guys. We quite frequently have pompous jackasses. And if Pat Reed would have made the team this year, we would have three of them. We got two of them. Because Brooks is a bully. Bryson, who I give a lot of credit to for his creativity and trying to reinvent his game, he's a child. And Patrick's a cheater. Even though, God, do we still have the audio of you just...
Well, that's why I'm
you
I'm
just... Border, they, you wanting to sexually satisfy Patrick Reed. I think you would have.
They used it in the opening montage of the 2018 Ryder Cup.
This guy.
It's my claim to fame.
Who I mean, off the charts respect for as one of my closest friends on the planet and as a journalist. And he goes, fanboy, why... Why is the Ryder Cup so good for you?
Well, I wasn't even working. Why? Second, I was at the course all day.
What are you doing in the press tent if you're not working?
I don't
know.
I had a press credential.
Pops in you, by the way.
Right.
Will you come home and spoon with me? And why is the Ryder Cup so good for you? God, you look good. I like when you cheat. Why don't you just say to Patrick, I like when you cheat. You should be allowed to cheat. So this is it. And we were out there, and we did the shows out there. It was great when we did the shows out there. Until you embarrass the show. Strixie, Phil. Who are some of your other nicknames? DJ? DJ, we got that audio.
I can pull it up here.
Seriously. I mean, it was for a guy who makes fun of the Rubes. I mean, you were so rubied out while you're in the press tent.
Hey.
Even my father looked at you and said, hey, Carter, that's my role, and you're embarrassing me. Okay. Dave Lee would have looked at you and said, hey, good neighbor, knock it off. Man, it was just amazing. So this is it for me. Dan Cook, before we take the break, favorite sporting event to watch, is it when the Badgers get to a bowl game and embarrass themselves?
See how you are.
When they have a good regular season, but then they finally play a better team and they embarrass themselves and you go, well, at least it was a good season.
It's about getting to the Rose Bowl, Chad. What happens after that really doesn't matter that much. It's not that big a deal. No, for me, it's still World Series. I still love.
Still, even now.
Oh, absolutely. Just the fall classic, especially if it can
get. Do you plan out your 8 hours to watch each game?
I mean, you kind of have to, especially
quicker.
If like the Yankees
two sessions of the Ryder Cup or the World Series game.
I wouldn't want to have to live on the difference, I can tell you that much. But especially if it gets down to like a game seven situation, to me, that's as good as it gets in sports. So.
All right. While you're going past Pornhub to look for your other stuff, favorite sporting event to watch outside of yourself? Going back to your South St. Paul days as a fearsome middle linebacker. I'm going to walk out of the studio.
I deserve none of this.
You deserve all of it
for what you
did at the Ryder Cup.
Oh, my God. Let it rest. Jeez.
Oh, this guy. First of all, me? Let it rest? Are you? I mean, seriously, have you known me?
I mean, I know he hasn't been here in a while, but you do know who you're talking to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The Masters. Yep.
All right. Let's go. We got a ton of response through text. Through tweets earlier when I put this up, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830. Let's play a game. How many times can I frustrate him so much that he wants to leave the room? What's the normal over under?
Well, we're at two so far. So let's see.
Are we at two already?
I think so, yeah.
Adam, is it two?
It's two, yes.
Okay, well, and we're not even done with the first segment.
No, this is going to be a great show.
And I'm going to come over there and spoon with him during the break. Favorite sporting event to watch? Either text us and call us, or Adam's coming to your house and tell you Patrick Reed stories. 651-461-9226. Major is 15 minutes away. Among the texts coming up on your favorite sporting event to watch, women's figure skating. Listen, when we get rivals, Carter, in figure skating in the Olympics, and it doesn't have to be a Gallooly situation, That helps, by the way. That's way at the top of the list, right? When you think about winter and summer Olympics, must watch. Summer, it's the 100 meters. Figure skating near the end. I'm all in. Are you too macho?
No, not at all. I didn't figure, and I mean, in terms of collective interest in people who normally don't plug into sports, figure skating and gymnastics, right, is probably at the two at the top of the list.
Yes, I am. I'm with you. Another text here: 651-461-9226. What's the most admired, most watched sport in the world? Hint: soccer. It's the most watched. Who's decided it's the most admired?
I don't know about that.
You want to listen to some of those fans?
Yeah, right. Especially in check out the fans in Hungary. Oof.
Without a doubt, for speaking out, most racist fans on the planet. Correct?
Yes, but is that because, I mean, it's so worldwide, though, and there are more soccer fans than any other fans in the world? I mean, I'm wondering, you know, if it's a different sport that's happening in Eastern Europe, and I think those fans are just as awful as they are now. Yeah. And I think it's just a reflection, too, of how some of those countries where soccer is played still, sadly, accept that sort of behavior.
Yes, I think I especially agree with that. The final Vikings preseason game.
Does it get any better than that?
You mentioned who played last night. I didn't watch a second.
Texans and the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my God. How was that game? Was that a Donnybrook?
No.
U.S. Open tennis, even better in person. In person is separate. We're not going to get to that. My favorite with U.S. Open tennis is it's a Tuesday or Wednesday night of the second week. And it's a match that starts like 9 o'clock, and it's maybe a quarterfinal match at that point, and it's one of the heavyweights, one of the big knockers, either men or women. And you get one of those, and it's like 3 hours, right? That's I'm with this person. I watch, outside of the majors in tennis, I may not watch a shot all year. But I'll say this. We were on the air for part of it. The Djokovic-Nadal third set semifinal this year, French Open, was as good as tennis can be played. It was, and I know you were watching it too, Carter, because it can't get better. So tennis at its peak should be way up there. Lacrosse, I missed the Swarm. I didn't know.
Great. So, I went to the inaugural Swarm game. The X was packed because it was, remember, strike. So hockey fans were yearning to fill the X.
Sure.
Sold the place out. Heidi and I, my ex-wife, went, watched the Swarm, had good seats. Then we went to McGovern's after. The whole Swarm team showed up. These were guys they were making like $2,000 to play for the Swarm. They were like factory workers from Canada, and they just had the greatest experience of their life.
I still have this image. When we had what was the name of our indoor football league team that played at Target Center? We had
the Muskies or something.
Well, we had the basketball team, the Muskies. But what still stands out to me is this is when E. Nelson, who I met Eric Nelson.
Is this Arena League?
Yes, maybe it's Arena League. But I don't even know if it was the main Arena League. We might have been the minor. Really? I met Eric Nelson
The
Fighting Pike.
That's right.
Yes.
In the to late 80s. This is when Eric and I first met. And this is when he's the Channel 4 weekend guy. And for some reason, Rosie is working. Maybe it's a Sunday, because Rosie used to work Sundays. And Eric Nelson finishes filing his report while he's in the hot tub. He's in the hot tub with like the Fighting Pike cheerleaders, okay? And Rosie, who I've known pretty much my whole life, had this look on his face that was just it was a look of two things. Rosie's look was two things: I'm jealous, and are we really airing this on Channel 4 right now? my sports reporter is in the hot tub at the Fighting Pike game.
Minnesota Fighting Pike, established 1996, folded 1996. Hell of a run.
Hey, they did what they were supposed to do. Come on. Women's beach volleyball. I seriously enjoy the Army-Navy game. The U.S. Cornhole Championship. Who would be the best cornhole player in this room?
Oh, boy. I played a lot of it.
I'd vote Adam.
I'd crush him. I would crush him.
All right, settle down.
I would. How have you determined, by the way, that you've played a lot of cornhole? What is a lot of cornhole? Like, is it daily? Is it weekly?
I've just had many opportunities to be playing cornhole. Okay. I rarely turn it down.
Okay.
Let's just say a lot of people are asking me to play cornhole.
A lot of people are calling you up.
A lot of people. More people are calling Jennifer Carnahan to run again or calling you to play cornhole. It's very difficult to quantify. Nathan's hot dog eating contest and the pinochle tournament. I've never played pinochle. It's pinochle's cards, right?
Sounds right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Curling. Can't take my eyes away from it. We did curl. By the way, you crushed me in curling. You were so much better. This is where my lack of literal and intellectual flexibility with my back woes.
I have to admit, though, that was my second time curling, so I probably had a little advantage.
I don't remember you sharing that information with us that day.
Well, why would I?
Okay. I mean, mate, Dan, it probably
hustling.
Probably turned out he was there for like 2 weeks.
I've never played this before. I can't believe it.
I have no idea.
Hey, Adam, good to see you again. He's like there all the time. I'll give you a couple more for me. Either the when we get to the final eight in the final four, right, in the tournament, when we get to, we got four games Saturday and Sunday, especially when college basketball used to be good, which was about 15 years ago. Because, again, so many folks out there are just such suckers. Oh, my God, it was such a close game. It was 37-36, and each team shot 27%, but it was close. Photographer just got a hit right there. I think by Bryson. Bryson will probably yell at the photographer. Just some incident will take place. Same thing with football. When we get to the semifinals, when we got four games, first week, we get rid of some of the is it Flotsam?
Flotsam.
That's kind of
Flotsam, isn't it?
I think it's Flotsam.
Really?
I've always heard it Flotsam.
Oh, I thought it was Flotsam.
And that's like
something new every day.
That's like superfluous, right? Not as good, not quite rising to the top.
It's the rubble. Yeah, it's the stuff that's left in the wake. Right?
In other words, this show, we're kind of the Flotsam, right? Dan's looking it up. I think it is Flotsam, too.
Useless or discarded objects.
Yes, we get rid of some of the Flotsam, and then we get down to the final eight. Outside of World Series, what else you got?
Outside of the World Series, I do love watching the Rose Bowl, regardless of whether Wisconsin's in it or not.
Beautiful.
That's a gorgeous television spectacle to watch.
It is. Yep.
I'd say that, too. And then, look, I'm not a huge NFL guy, but the Super Bowl is an enormous event every year.
Sure.
And it's a fun, entertaining watch.
Anything else?
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Especially when it's the first couple of rounds.
When you click back and forth?
Click back and forth. That's a great time of year.
31 past 12. We'll ask this question.
You know why?
They're loaded for bear?
Snipe machines.
Yeah, snipe machines. And you know what I am when I watch it? I'm mesmerized. Major Garrett. I'll ask him the same question. Get to many political items with the best in the business when we come back.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.